who will be this week's climbers and who will be knocked off a hill. This is the Knock Hill Preview.
Hello and welcome back to the British Touring Car Podcast. Back once again and off up to Knock Hill.
We're not
this year anyway. But yeah, we've got some important news to share with you all. If you aren't all aware, there has been some quite devastating news travelling through the British Touring Car community this week. PMR has burnt down.
Yes.
No uncertain terms.
Yes, they've had a pretty devastating factory fire over the weekend preceding Knock Hill, and the losses have been cataclysmic, really. They've lost all of their TCR cars, the three Astras, which, ironically, we were expecting them to come to an end, but not like nobody expected to come to an end like this. Then we had, they also lost their, I think one of their classic touring cars, I think one of the Jeff Smith Vectras, as well as all of their tools. Then some thieves came back and stole what tools didn't burn, because the world is a lovely place.
Mindless cretins.
Indeed. The good news, if there is any good news for them, is that their trucks weren't destroyed and they have still got some of the awning bits and pieces to run a weekend, which is obviously now more important than ever for them. But certainly come sort of Sunday evening, when we saw the news on the way back from the cricket across social media, it was certainly a big stretch to imagine they could be anywhere near Knock Hill this coming weekend. But like the Phoenix rising from the flames, they are going to be there this weekend.
Amazingly, and with two cars as well. Yeah. Two Cupras, one that they've borrowed from the Patterson family, and the other one which has been loaned to them from Unlimited Motorsport, where Stephen Jelly had taken over that seat last time out. But the car will be going to Housted this weekend.
Yep, so obviously the Pattersons now own the old Scott Sumpton Cupra, so they've very kindly lent that to PMR. And as you then say, Jelly is not contesting this weekend. I don't know what this means for Jelly's long-term British Touring Car career. Obviously, One Motorsport, there's still a lot of question marks over their return to the series. We're not going to speculate too much on any of that today. It doesn't feel right or the right time to do so. We're just going to report what we know. And that is to say, they will be running Housted in Jelly's Cupra. There is still a heck of a lot of work for them to do to prep a race car.
It's quite astonishing how quickly they've been able to drag this all together, and how much help and support and community engagement that they've had from everyone else out there. And it really shows the spirit and the passion of the sport and how much of a tight-knit community it is.
Yeah, and you've got to say a big shout-out to Unlimited Motorsport. Let's not forget, they're not a manufacturer-backed team. They're still a fairly new independent team in the series, and they're the ones that have come to the aid of PMR, which is really great to see. I'm not sure if the rules mean they have to run two of the same car or not, which might be a reason that the Cupra has been selected and then sort of then loaned by Unlimited, because I'm not sure if you can run two separate cars in the same team. Probably not.
We were trying to work out where they might be able to get cars from, obviously, before the news was announced. And we knew there were a couple of Cupras out there. We thought there might be even sort of like a BMW or maybe even a Ford available. But it's really nice to see that Unlimited Motorsport and the people involved have been able to push forward and support them, especially as they're co-independents.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it normally takes 14 days or so to prep a race car, and they're going to be starting from scratch on a car they've never prepped before in 5 days, which is incredible. If they just to get a wheel turning in FP1 will be a victory on a scale that we've not seen in the touring cars before. So if you are going to Knock Hill this weekend, make sure you give every PMR boy, girl, team member, etc., the biggest of smiles and cheers when you see them on track, because what they are looking to achieve this weekend is nothing short of miraculous.
Yeah, quite. We'll see what they do achieve this weekend, and as you said, just turning wheel is more than good enough for them, considering the position they would have been in that time last week.
Absolutely. The only other major news, two of bits of major news, they kind of affect the touring cars, but not as much necessarily. So first of all, WSR have announced that they are looking to expand into GTs. No great surprise there. And if I was a betting man, I'd be gambling that might be Colin Turkington's racing future, but we shall have to see on that. Obviously, WSR have a long-standing relationship with BMW. One would expect it would be a BMW related machinery in that series. Lots to come on that, as we see. Obviously, with rumours that Napa are also looking to extend into GT moving forward as well. Sorry, I just stole your catchphrase, moving forward. I do apologise. And then the other news that's broken today, literally just before we went on air, which is very, very nice of them to do it before we go on air, is that Speedworks are venturing into the Fiesta champion, the Juniors Championship, where they'll be looking to fund and
One small thing I see about that, Toyota 4.
Well, it's Speedworks. It's Speedworks, isn't it, Ryan?
So, yeah, it's Speedworks that are going to be promoting that junior series, even though the Fiesta Juniors have already said no to joining the Toka package.
Yeah, but obviously Toyota as a brand have a really strong and varied driver program. We looked at that a little bit in our deep dive into Toyota that we did in the off season, which if you haven't seen yet, you can still find on YouTube and on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. So we'll just have to see how that goes for Speedworks. Yeah, it's one that it's interesting to see. It's interesting that they've not opted to run a Porsche, an F4, or a Mini, then they're going to as you say, a package that isn't currently on the touring car grid and doesn't seem to have any interest in joining the touring car grid at the moment. But nonetheless, it's always interesting and good to see these bigger teams branching out into the other areas of the sport.
Yeah, it certainly is. Should we get into more of the Knockhill build-up now? Yes. We've covered all the news off.
I think that covers the news, as you say. So, yeah, obviously, Knockhill this weekend. It is my second favourite circuit on the calendar. And it comprises of 8 corners. It's a 1.27-mile circuit. It's one of the shorter ones and debuted in 1992. For regular listeners, this is where Sam shows himself up by not being able to do any research and guess what's what. So, the qualifying lap record, Sam?
I'm going to go for Ingram.
No. Would you like a second guess?
Sutton?
No. It was Butcher in 2019.
That long ago?
With 50.5. Jeez. Yep. Yeah, I've rounded these down to the nearest or up to the nearest. So if you go on the Turinco website, it's slightly different, but I'm not going to be sitting here going through pi for these lap times. And in terms of the race,
I think that was Ingram.
No, it was not. No, that was Sutton, again in 2020. So the hybrid has made no difference to times at Knockhill.
A while ago.
And he did it in a 50.9, which is 2020 would have been the Infiniti, wouldn't it? So
yeah.
We've not seen the hybrid era cars lap at any record-breaking speeds at Knockhill. That might well change this weekend. I'm fairly sure we said the same about Croft, and then we saw some ridiculous lap times be put on the board. Yep. So, yeah. In terms of 2024, then Colin Turkington took the pole here in his BMW. Race 1 was won by Colin Turkington from Cook from Morgan. Race 2 was won by Jake Hill from Rowbottom from Turkington, and race 3 was won by Rob Huff from Ingram from Chilton. Just quickly on Hill, at time of recording, we're expecting him back.
That announcement will come tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. I imagine, I'll credit Jade Edwards with this joke, but I imagine he's playing it by ear to whether he's able to make it back to the grid this weekend. Obviously, health comes first.
Put your booze down in the comments for that one.
Yes. it was Jade's joke. I'm just recycling material like any good comedian would do. In terms of 24 and the potential championship hopefuls, I'm still doing 4 because...
You're hopeful.
Mathematics.
Okay.
They can still do it.
Like Cook's still in with a chance.
Yep. As long as he wins every single race and nobody else turns up. Find a way to finish sixth, I'm
Absolutely
sure.
Absolutely anything can happen this season, as we've already seen.
Absolutely. So Ingram, who's our current leader at the top of the board for this weekend, had a retirement, a 10th and a 2nd. Sutton, who's now the chaser rather than the chased, had a 6th, a 5th and a 4th. Rowbottom had a 7th, a 2nd and a 6th. And Cameron had a 9th, a 7th and an 8th. So it's a track where it's a mix. You probably are right to a degree that you expect Ford to go well here. I expect also...
We know that BMW is traditionally a BMW track because of the traction zones.
Yep.
But with the BMW that we've seen this season, I really don't see that coming to fruition as much.
They were a lot better at Croft.
Yes, they were.
Which is similar in terms of traction zones and a few long straights.
But it wasn't race-winning pace, was it?
No, but let's be honest, who has got race-winning pace this year, other than if you're in a Toyota or... a Hyundai or a Ford. If you look at who's won the race, and if you just do a pie chart, which I'm not going to do.
No, but I'm not putting one on screen either.
No, but most races have been won by a Ford or a Hyundai, haven't they? So it's one of those that, you're right, I don't think they have race-winning form necessarily, but I do think they'll be in amongst the mix like they were at Croft and certainly towards the sharper end of the grid rather than battling in the midfield.
Yeah, I do just get this feeling this weekend it is more going to be suited to the Fords. I think they'll go pretty well here this weekend, but who really knows until we get there. Ingram could pull another half second gap in qualifying like he seems to be able to do, even with no boost.
Yeah, that is always a distinct possibility. And the Hyundai should go well here with the power that car has and its strength in the straight line. However, where the Ford makes up its time on the Hyundai is through the more tight and tricky corners, and there is a few flowing sections here.
It's a tight circuit.
It is a tight circuit. You've got Duffer's Dip and all that kind of complex chicanes that it should do better at. Mm. But it's also a track where things happen. As you say, it's tight.
Quite a lot of things.
It is tight. Yeah. It is congested. Even though we'll be two cars down of one motorsport, not expected to run this weekend either, you still start to get into traffic really quickly, start lapping cars quickly. And there's also very little runoff area insofar as if you get turned off at one corner, you're probably going to come across the circuit at another corner, which then leads to cars being taken out. We've seen that many a time. I think Cook got taken out pretty badly by Sutton. Well, not taken out. An incident with Sutton in a heavy impact. Was that last year or year before? Year before, because it was in the one Civic, wasn't it? Or one Toyota.
As you mentioned, Tom Ingram does lead the championship. He leads it by 8 points currently from Ash Sutton, who is a massive 70 points ahead of Dan Rowbottom. Here's a further 11 ahead of Dan Kamish. Then we have Chilton Morgan. Hill obviously wasn't point scoring at Croft, didn't take any of the races. Then Rainford on level on points with Cook, and then to finish off the top 10 with Smiley on 103.
Yep, we of course also have three Scottish drivers this weekend on the grid. We have Gordon Shedden, who has of course won a race this year with his reverse race victory at Alton Park. Yep. We have Moffat, who was certainly nailed on for a podium until the incident Croft that happened at Croft last time out. Yep. And we have Dexter Patterson, who's been doing bits and bobs throughout the season, particularly in the Independence Championship, and he'll be in the Unlimited Motorsport Cupra. So
yeah, he scored some decent points last time out at Croft, and I think, yes, with this slightly reduced grid, you're going to see more and more people scoring points. But I think he's got a decent opportunity and a decent chance this weekend. Yeah, he'll certainly be in, hopefully, a comfortable position being at his home circuit.
It wouldn't surprise me if all drivers, bar, with all due respect, to Nick's scored points this weekend. Certainly, the way Nokia works, everyone could realistically score points as well.
Yeah, but definitely.
I think that if you look at the gap, the way that it's been going, I think that it is a circuit which lends a degree of chaos, which can reward safer or lucky, whatever you want to look at it, drivers who can pick their way through the carnage.
Yes, and carnage can sometimes happen at Knockhill due to the weather.
Yes.
Now, we've been subject to that while we were up there, weren't we?
We were, and it's always worth putting a caveat here that the Met Office doesn't know what's going on with the weather, so we sure as heck can't.
Yes, we are sort of like 5 days out, Tuesday of the week. At the moment, we're looking at sort of like 20 degrees on Saturday, a few clouds and stuff, but no real rain, and again on Sunday, 21, so a little bit warmer.
Well, let's jump into our predictions and final roundup after this short break. Hello, it is us. Of course it's us. Who else is it going to be? From the British Touring Car Podcast, once again saying, first of all, thank you very much for all your comments, etc. on YouTube. It shot us up the algorithms and has helped viewership, so that's grand. So, this week's big question. Sam's had a haircut, ladies and gentlemen, who can see it on the YouTube. He has gone for the mohawk look. It's the David Beckham pre-World Cup.
They keep calling me Mr. T at work.
Yeah. I mean, you haven't got into darts, so Peter Wright is also a possibility. But your job, YouTube listeners, is to comment down below, is it a good haircut or is it not a good haircut? If you're an audio listener, just revert back to the Sam for president or Sam's mohawk for president. Mm. It works either way. This is a long-winded way of saying, get the bell on, get subscribed. Please like, share, subscribe, comment, all of that stuff. It really helps the channel continue to grow.
Let's jump straight into the predictions then. And there's a slight split this weekend. We're unsure as to which team is going to come out on top, really.
Yeah, one of us has gone for the Hyundai side of the garage, and the other one of us has gone for the Ford side, which is interesting.
Yeah, so we predict pole, race winners, jack sears, and general predictions throughout the weekend. So for my pole sitter, I've gone for Dan Rowbottom.
Yeah, I can understand it. I think the Ford will be pretty good over one lap pace. I think that, as we'll get to some other predictions, the Hyundai will edge it in race pace. So I don't think Robot was a bad call. He's certainly having a very good season.
He is.
Obviously, with another victory at Croft last time out.
Yep.
I've gone for Camish. I think that, again, he will have more boost than Sutton. He'll have more boost than Rowbottom.
Yeah.
What difference that's going to make here, I'm not sure. But, yeah, I expect the forwards to have good one-lap pace this weekend.
Yeah, and I've also gone for Rowbottom for a race win. I think, generally, whoever takes pole, especially at Knockhill, if they can get off the line fairly well, they'll normally go up and take that race win.
I guess that depends on how close a certain Sutton is to him, to a degree.
Yes, and whether he misses a gear down the back straight.
Yeah, I've not gone for Robot for a race win. I've actually gone for an Ingram. I think he'll qualify there or thereabouts, not necessarily on pole, but there or thereabouts. And yeah. I think in race one, he'll make hay while the sun is shining and crack on to get a win before having to drop onto the hard tyres and end up in Carlisle for race two.
Yeah, we'll... You saw our rant about tyres last time out. We'll leave that there. I've gone for Sutton for a race win as well, just because he seems to pop up, even when it looked so bad for him last weekend at Croft.
Yeah.
He still managed to pop up with that race win.
Yep, I've gone for Morgan as my secondary race winner. I believe in Morgan, man. I've backed him before, and it's come off...
I believe in miracles, isn't it?
Yeah, I've backed Morgan before, and it's viciously gone wrong for me, so I'm sure I look forward to that this weekend as well. But no, again, I think the Hyundai's going to be quick, and I also think, will Morgan be on the podium in race one? No. Will he be round 5th, 6th, 7th? Yes. With the hard tyre rule, can that mean he get through? Almost certainly, yes. That's my thinking.
That's almost what I've got in my head for this, my final pick, which is Jake Hill, as long as he's there this weekend.
Yeah, so I've also gone for Hill for a race win. So just a very brief bit of housekeeping. If Hill is not there and they field a replacement, that will carry over. So say for argument's sake, it's Turkington in the car, and he takes a race win, we will both still get the point.
Yeah, and if for whatever reason they withdraw that car for the weekend, then we both miss out anyway.
Yeah. Which is fine if you're like 9 points ahead in the championship, like one of us is, but not so good if you're trying to close it down after a particularly poor Croft weekend.
And then for the Jack Sears, I have changed from last time out.
I went
Rainford last time, and I was just lucky enough to win that one. I've gone for Osborne this time around, and every time I go for Osborne, he never wins, so you're safe.
Sorry, I'm still seething about last time round. And in my head...
Shout out to Charles, by the way. Thanks for listening.
All I can hear is Hello Darkness, my old friend, in my head after the way that the Croft weekend piled out. Yes, I'm sticking with De Leon. I think that he has been the most... Actually, I'm saying nothing. I'm going for De Leon and I'm leaving it there after last weekend. De Leon for the Jack Sears.
That's fair enough. So moving on to our general predictions then. We've got three generals and then we've got a random, more track-specific one. But we might more specify that towards PMR this weekend. That's right, I'm keeping you on your toes.
So we didn't actually agree this before the meet.
My first general prediction is we're going to see one of the Scottish drivers on the podium this weekend, whether that be Moffitt, Shedden, or least likely probably Paterson.
And for clarity, an outright podium, not a Jack Sears or independent. Yes. Okay, no, but lawyers exist. We're going to have three different Jack Sears winners this weekend. It's a track that sort of goes chaotic, as I said a bit earlier on, and that way I can see changes throughout the field, and I think that it's not somewhere that spreads out like a Croft where you can get a repeat winner, so I'm going to go for that.
Fair enough. I'm going for all four Toyotas to score points this weekend.
We
haven't seen it yet this season. Yes, we've got a slightly reduced grid, and there is that slight risk of Buxton being only his second weekend in the car.
I mean, it's going to hit like crack for you, isn't it, when there's one outside to still score points in race three and a time deduction comes and they sneak a horrible point or fastest lap point.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to... Yeah, I'm going for Moffat to be the best performing Scotsman from this weekend on the circuit, so out of himself.
I could quite easily see that
happening. Yeah, he'll score the most points.
We know Toyota's okay here. And if you don't know, Shedden's home circuit.
Yep, his brother-in-law, Roy Butcher.
There we go.
Is a big up at Knockhill. So, I think Moffat will, with the BMW, I expect it to be okay. Again, not necessarily race winning, but I think it will be competitive. And I think he'll be the most competitive out of the three Scottish clad cars.
So, my final eggs in basket regarding Napa is Camish and Rowbottom to outscore combined Morgan, Chilton and Proctor.
See, at somewhere like Knockhill, that is just absolutely crazy, in my opinion, because, but fair play. I mean, in fairness, you did have to think of this on the fly because you did have my last prediction originally, which was that there'll be a non-points finish for one of the top two drivers. So that could mean that they finish 16th and out of the points. It could mean a DNS, or it could mean that they have to retire. But, crucially, It can be a combination of ways.
And I'm going for a simple but apt one this weekend.
Okay.
Is we know PMR are coming to the circuit with two Cupras. We know it's a slightly reduced grid. Obviously, we haven't got one motorsport again this weekend. Angeli has given up his car. So we're three vehicles down. And it's quite simply a yes or no.
Okay.
Will PMR score points this weekend?
Well, if we both say yes. Okay, it's a yes, they will. Absolutely, they will. Doble is too good not to, in my opinion.
I don't know. But with all the struggles that they've been through, as we've already mentioned, okay. It is a hell of a task for them to just get up there this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
With a car that they know practically nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they will have good ideas of setup and stuff, but neither of the drivers have ever run that car before as well. It wouldn't surprise me if they don't. So for that reason, I'm going to go no.
Okay, I'm going to go yes on the basis that Stephen Jelly's never run that car before and got points at Croft.
Yeah.
And
it was a chaotic final race.
Have you been to Knockhill? And I would argue, and I'm about to put my hat on for any Jelly fans, that Doble is, at this stage of his career, a better driver than Jelly's at his stage of his career. Yes. Just going to put that one out there.
Yeah.
So, and also, Patterson has scored points in that car. I know he's got a bit more experience in it. It's not a car that can't score points. So I'm going to go yes. You're going to go no. Let us know in the comments what you think. And then just to round us off then, just to give a little bit of final admin out of the way and a little bit of a moan because it's what I do. Race one will be on Sunday at 25 past 11. Race two at 25 to 3. And race three at 25 past 5. Those are always subject to change based on the way the support series goes. And in terms of support series, we've got three support series this weekend. We've got minis, which is the proper minis in that way, F4s and the Porsches. The Porsches should be quite a good round here, I think. F4, it always stuns me they can race here.
It does.
But
especially with the undulations in the track and how big some of the curbs are around here. It's all very well taking a saloon car or a GT style car around this circuit. But yeah.
And then minis, obviously Legends were pretty good here a couple of years ago, but we're not allowed to have fun anymore.
Legends were pretty good at Croft as well.
Yeah, but you know, why have them back then? You know?
You're at mine this weekend.
I am.
Sitting on the sofa.
I will be.
So anything in particular you want for lunch?
Something tasty.
I'll see what I can cook up then.
Some of that would depend on the heat, because if it's going to be a real hot one, I want like a meze, as it were. Like a bit. Tapas.
Oh, nice bath to sit in.
Well, tapasy meze kind of thing. Yeah, you know, not necessarily a beef chili. So,
do let us know your thoughts on.
I think you're saying let us know what you want for lunch.
Do let us know your thoughts on what you think is going to happen this weekend. How you see the championship playing out. Obviously, if you want to send your best wishes down to PMR in the comments, and a big congratulations to them for what they've managed to achieve in such a short amount of time this week.
Absolutely.
And. Yeah, until then, we'll be back with a review as per normal, and stay safe.
Until we speak again.
Right, shall we get into our predictions then?
Yep, let's jump into it. We've had a bit of a split here because one of us has gone hard on one team and one of us has gone hard on another team.
Not team hard, though.
No.
So we think there's going to be a little bit of a split this weekend, don't we? And we always go for pole, three race winners, Jack Sears, and then we have general predictions as well. So, pole sitter, we've gone split across. I've gone for Robot.
And I've gone for Camish.
Gone for Morgan.
Morgan. That's why I changed it from Camish earlier today. I had gone for Camish, and then I read...
I can't wait.
I then did my research and looked that I think the Hyundai will go better here, and I've gone for Morgan, who will, of course, have more boost allocation than some of his rivals as well. I have backed Morgan heavily in the past, and it's come back to haunt me viciously, so I'm sure that will happen again this weekend.
I don't think I've actually got your up-to-date predictions in here, because you've got Proctor for a win, and I know that's not right.
No, this
is my one.
You're on that version. Right, okay, that's fine. I should get so unprepared. So I think
you probably have gone for Camish. It's because I didn't ask you these as we went down.
This is... Ladies.